Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Tuesday edition of the Pat Miller Program, and I know that because I looked at my sheet again to make sure, because the day's been just nutty enough. I was sitting here a while ago just before we went on the air. Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? I was pretty sure it wasn't Monday, but I wasn't confident that it was Tuesday, so I keep looking at my sheet. A couple guys sitting here off my left elbow in the newsmaker chairs. We've got a couple of guys here. We've got Bob, who's sitting here, who we go to church together, so Bob, good to see you. And we've got Joe. Joe is Joe Hines, the executive director of Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And Joe, we had you on the last time you had a WCCH benefit auction, but it's been 2 years ago because last year you guys fell into the same hole we all did and everything was messed up last year.
That is correct.
Now, let's talk about that for just a minute. We're going to get into all the specifics about the benefit auction and the silent auction and the live auction. And people, 2 years ago, you guys really showed up. You said the year before you were on here, you had like 200 and some odd people at the...
Right. So in 2018, we had 280 people. In 2019, we had over 500 people.
That's you people. That's you guys.
Yes. Okay.
So, and that's important. We got to do this again. And this is coming up this Saturday. We'll give you more stuff about that. But let's talk about first. You're there, and Woodburn Christian has been there how many years?
So we're into our 49th year.
Wow.
Yes. Serving this community, 49 years. Local kids just coming alongside kids who were discouraged, been through the ringer, abused, neglected, traumatized, and sometimes not, but for the most part in that situation. And we've discovered that Fort Wayne has a great way of coming alongside kids together as a community.
We're all sitting around moaning and griping about 2020 and COVID-19 and all that. But when you have a house full of kids who are challenged, some of them they're challenged because of the financial situation they came out of or abuse, some of them some mental distress, you've got all of that. Dealing with all of that and the many chapters that it brings, and you dump COVID on top of all of it, that had to be really hard for them and hard for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. These children read this stuff in differently than we do because they've been through a lot in their abuse and trauma. So they read in these experiences we have at a community level. One of the big takeaways from the experience is our house parents are the great heroes of these children. They live there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they step in deeply into these children's lives. And so e-learning, think about e-learning,
right?
12 to 14 kids with internet that's spotty, and these house parents step into their lives and have taught them so much through the experience.
Yeah.
And it's been a really great growing experience through them. Bob always likes to remind us what he learned a couple years ago when he was in our program.
Yeah. So what was that? What was your big take? This is Bob Hickle. What was your big takeaway from what it is that happened to you at Woodburn?
Well, I came into the Woodburn Christian Children's Home in 1989. I was 15 years old. So more than half my life had been part of the ministry at the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And the biggest takeaway that I learned is the first day I was there, they would say, "We don't raise victims, we raise overcomers." And that has stuck with me for more than 30 years that I'm not a victim, I'm an overcomer. And there are times I do feel like a victim. We all do.
Yep.
But you don't have to be defined by your circumstances. You can be an overcomer instead of a victim.
Yeah. And it's not that you're, okay, I'm never going to feel like a victim ever again, because you will.
Correct.
If a problem comes, and usually there are things that come quick and they're difficult and they're hard and either it costs a lot of money or relationships are on the line, and it comes and it just smacks you right in the face. But you don't dwell on it as a victim. And, Joe, isn't that a big difference?
It is a big difference. It's about integrating what you've experienced and using that as a platform to grow through, grow on top of, and most importantly, help others with.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. And the house parents are there constantly.
Constantly.
Which is, you know, I don't come in and clock in at 7 in the morning and
right.
leave at 5. I mean, I'm there. If the kid has just a cataclysmic event at 2 o'clock in the morning, guess what? The house parents are there.
Exactly.
That really is amazing.
And it's amazing. It's worked for 49 years. Now, of course, we have a lot of resources for these house parents. We have counselors, life skill coaches, tutors, licensed teachers who come on grounds for tutoring, do a tremendous work with us. We have on-ground support for behaviors, because every so often a child's behavior becomes that avenue to step deeply into what they've experienced and help them overcome that.
Yeah. Let's do this. I need to step away for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about Saturday.
Okay.
Because you folks out there were amazing 2 years ago. The needs are probably even slightly higher than they were then, because there's a lot going on at the house, and they missed a whole year not of total fundraising, but they missed a whole year being able to do this, which is probably your biggest thing of the year.
Oh, it's tremendous, yeah. Yes.
And so we need to be there, and we need to step up. So stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this quick break. This is Pat Miller on WOBO 1190 AM 107.5 FM. Hearing Caleb Blakesley reminds me to remind you, if you're part of a 501c3 organization, a nonprofit, go to wobo.com, click on the Penny Pitch banner there. It'll give you everything you need right there to submit to maybe be the recipient or one of the recipients for WOBO's Penny Pitch this year, but it has to be in there by midnight tomorrow night, okay? If it's 1 minute after midnight tomorrow night, can't do it. All right? There you go. Let's do that. Now let's do this. Let's go back and talk to the guys over here who are sitting next to me on the Newsmaker line. I've got Bob Hickel. I've got Joe Hines there. Joe, okay, so we talked a little bit, as much time we give us, about the great work you're doing with kids, and it is great work. And again, I know Bob, and we see each other, and Bob is always quick to tell me, were it not for Woodburn Christian, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I couldn't have the family I've got. I couldn't do the things I do. That's probably replicated in young people and now adults all over the area. We probably pass them every day and don't even realize what they've gone through.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's tremendous to me. So now this Saturday, and everybody knows where Woodland High School is, out there just off of Highway 24, but get out to Woodland High School. The events start at 4, and that's the start of the silent auction where you go in. And they're literally, folks, I think last time I was there was like 14 rows of stuff, and you and you just walk them. And if you see something and you're like, oh, that looks awesome, I think I'll bid for that, and just write your name down and bid it. And then now when the live auction starts at 5, is the silent auction closed? When does it close?
The silent auction stays open from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Till 7 p.m., okay.
Yes, and so we have 175 live auction items.
Wow.
And 125 silent auction items.
Okay.
And so we have a tremendous amount of items that have been 100% donated. And these items will take you all over the country. We have condos in Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Keys. We have a fishing cabin in Canada. We have condos in Colorado. These are travel packages. We also have tools, brand new Milwaukee, DeWalt tool sets,
wow,
toys. People have been incredibly generous. Electronics, we have Kalahari Resort, car care packages, brand new tires, gift certificates, all kinds of car care, an inflatable kayak with a trolling motor. And this is just a sampling.
Really?
Yeah, so all of the items will be listed in their entirety tonight by 7 p.m. on the website.
Okay, yeah, that website. Think of Woodburn Christian Children's Home, WCCH. The website is WCCHonline.org. That's WCCHonline.org. And you can go there right now, as I just did, and you can click on there and you get a small sampling of what it is that's available. But by this evening, the whole listing will be on there.
That's correct.
Okay. And look, let's be honest, folks. You're not going to go in there and get a vacation home for 3 days in Colorado for $1.98, okay? Be ready to go in and give. You're probably going to get it for far less than you would retail. But remember, this is a gift and a purchase that you're making with a gift in mind for a good cause. And if I bid on something, is it tax deductible?
It is tax deductible. And the key phrase we use is to bid from the heart, because every single dollar raised at the auction goes directly into our scholarship fund so that we could place children in our program who have no financial means. Half our kids come from grandmas and grandpas raising the next generation as parents.
Yeah.
So a 65-year-old grandmother raising a fifth grader doesn't have the financial means on a fixed income, but we place that child in our program because we have a direct responsibility as a community to provide for the physical, educational, emotional, and spiritual needs.
These are not kids that we're bussing in from California or the northern part of Canada. These are kids that are coming from our area who need help right now. You help support them and take care of them. You've got people, they are going to give them a Christian message, and they are going to let them know this is going to give you a great heads up in life, and you help them to understand, as Bob says, you can become an overcomer and not be a victim, and you can move on to the better things of life. And they come out far better because of the time that they've spent with you all and everybody out there at the home. When people come, now, will they be able to meet any of the children Saturday? Will any of them be there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so we'll be able to meet them, and there's a meal included with a free will donation, a great meal that's provided, chicken and all the fixings with pie and everything.
Wow. So if you come out and you're there for the free meal, like between 4 and 5 o'clock, if I see you just throw $2 into the basket, I'm going to slap your hand.
Yes.
Okay. Just, okay. If it had cost you $15 at least, take it up a little bit. Because all of this is being done so that people can step up and can actually genuinely help children. I can't bring 10 kids into my home. I might want to, but I can't. But I could maybe do something that would help support 10 kids, you know, out at Woodburn Christian Children's Home. And people can do that. So let me run this again, and you stop me, Joe, if I screw this up. This is the Woodburn Christian Children's Home. This is the benefit auction. Of all that they do every year, this is their big fundraiser. They were unable to do it last year because of COVID. And it's going to be at Woodland High School, which is on Woodburn Road. It's just off 24. The silent auction and dinner begins at 4. They're not telling you how much your dinner costs. You're deciding that. Silent auction and dinner at 4. The live auction begins at 5. And I got to tell you, when I was there 2 years ago, when the live auction started, this is in the gym there at the school. I was standing off the end of the bleachers just watching. I was amazed at some of those people. They really get into it.
Yes.
I mean, they genuinely get into it. Honey, you're taking me to Colorado, Ben. So, but you can enjoy everything that's there and know that with every dollar you spend, whether it's at dinner or in Colorado or in Florida or whatever you're doing, buying tools that you use in your garage, all of it is helping children. And that's never a bad thing to do, Joe. That's to help a kid. That's never a wrong thing.
Right, exactly. It takes a community to raise up these kids, and it's our responsibility. We don't accept any government funds, county, state, or federal funding, 100% privately funded through community partners.
Okay, I'm telling my producer we're going to take my live read here and move it after the news because I got to ask you one more thing. I haven't done it yet. A lot of what's happening, the goals that are happening, have to do with buildings because you're scattered in a few places with administration here and this happening there, and we're trying to pull everything together. There's three phases coming. The total three phases, we're talking what, $2.5 million?
About that, yes.
Yeah, and it's how much space that we're adding.
So we're phase one is a 13,000 square foot multi-purpose learning and counseling center. Phase two, we add a third home, so we go up to 30 kids. Phase three, we add a home for children aging out of foster care. So they have housing in that 18 to 25-year-old range. So we're expanding how we care for kids and the number of kids we care for.
You made yourself known 2 years ago, folks, when you more than doubled their attendance to this benefit auction. Let's do it again. These are children, and when you're there and you see them, you'll say, those are great kids. You'll wish they were your grandkids, okay? These are great kids. They just need an uplift in life. You're not promising to send them to college. You're not buying them a new car. I don't know. You might. But all this is going on out there. But just get out there Saturday at Woodland High School. Everything starts at 4. It'll wrap up somewhere between 6 and 7. The silent auction is done at 7. Don't worry if you can't stay. If you're the winner, they'll call you and they'll say, you've won it and you can come pick it up or whatever. I'd make Bob Hickel take it to them. But that's just me. So there you go. Okay. Find out more. Go to WCCH Online, that's all one word, WCCHonline.org. The benefit auction this Saturday from 4 until 7. Be back straight ahead. Brian's coming with the news, top of the news, bottom of the hour. This is Pat Miller on WOBO 1190 AM, 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.